Welcome in. It's another episode of Charlotte Soccer Show. John Hayes, of course, with my very, very good friend, Danny Brams, here on a special match week pregame show, a special guest coming here shortly, Danny. But it's great to see you on this beautiful Thursday in Charlotte.
Always great to see you, Johnny. Always great to be talking Charlotte FC with you. And it is a beautiful Thursday. And I think the slow, you know how the players have the 24-hour rule. They deal with the loss and then move on to the next thing. We've been dealing with a little more than 24 hours on this Minnesota loss. It has been lingering, but I am very ready to start talking about New York City FC and what's coming up this weekend.
And we're going to do so, of course, on this episode presented by our friends at Hopfly Brewing Company. Thanks so much to Hopfly for presenting this episode. And Danny, one thing we've been doing with our special guests on these pre-match episodes is we've been heading back into the vault. We've been enjoying clips from the past. We've been going down memory lane, and I know you haven't disappointed us today. You've got some great clips for our next guest.
One of my favorite things to do, Johnny, and sometimes I really do like when I can like dive into something crazy that like even the guest has forgotten about from earlier in their career. But this time there was no need to get obscure because the deep dives were very obvious.
Eddie Firmani's Metro Stars, but a new star on the horizon triggered a second half comeback.
Rodriguez has a chance in low, still with the ball, maneuvers, takes the centering and the setup in front, goal! Giovanni Savarese!
Here they're coming in!
Provincio at the corner tries to spin around Stifoli and into the box, the bicycle kick, goal! Giovanni
Savarese,
this one is his.
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Giovanni Savarese, sir. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure to be with you guys. I mean, those clips, you know, a lot of memory. That's all the way to the beginning of Major League Soccer. Yeah. So, you know, great and great to be with you guys here.
I mean, people say Major League Soccer wasn't setting the standard from the very beginning. I'm seeing Rubencho with the spinorama on the line, the cross to a bicycle kick that capped off a 3-3 comeback, if I'm not mistaken. You guys scored three goals in 5 minutes for the New York Metro Stars in the inaugural season there against Tampa Bay and Carlos Valderrama, if I'm not mistaken. And the first goal we saw there was actually the first ever goal in Metro Stars / Red Bulls history, scored by you. I'm not a big Red Bulls fan, but I do like your game, so I'm going to give you credit for that one.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, good for you against LA Galaxy, no less. So you had such a great managerial career in recent years. People might have forgotten you were a player, but I wanted to at least go all the way back for you and maybe give you something to remember.
It's good because you make us feel good when you are, you know, when we're with you in the interview. So right away you throw some cool videos so that way we can feel comfortable. So I appreciate about that.
Yeah, one thing we really like to do, Gio, is we like to show our guests score professional goals because that's something Danny and I, we haven't done that. We haven't experienced what it's like to score a goal at the professional level. So let's just start.
In that game, the first game that you showed, the first goal, it was about 73,000 in the stadium. So it was the record that endured for many years, you know, for Major League Soccer. So it was an amazing night, and the Galaxy brought everything that they had, you know, fans. It was a spectacular.
Yeah, it's Major League Soccer. You talk about 73K. Charlotte FC is a club that set that record a few years ago in the inaugural match with 76,000 people at Bank of America Stadium. This new club, and that's where I really want to start, is just kind of get your thoughts. You're somebody who's been in the league, that coached for the Portland Timbers very recently, and you've seen this Charlotte FC squad. And just as a whole, this is a new club that's coming to the league. It's year three. For this operation, what's your overall takeaways of what you've seen so far from this club?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think Major League Soccer made a great decision to bring Charlotte in, you know, as part of Major League Soccer. I think as a city, I think, you know, as a state, I think it's just a perfect, you know, situation to have a team in Charlotte. And it has shown, the fans have showed that it was right, that decision, for the amount of people that come to the games. Also, you know, with seeing a beautiful stadium that is so big and have a lot of capability for people to come in. And then I think the club is a little by little, you know, year by year, is investing in trying to be competitive right away. We have seen the club trying to just make sure that they can do the best that they can in order to bring the best players, you know, for the best positions. And I think the club is doing the best that they can. I think they brought in a good manager, Dean Smith, that has a lot of experience in Europe. It's, you know, he's one that has been in England between Championship and Premiership. So he's been, you know, coaching for a lot of years. I'm not sure if about 15 or 16 years, something like that, I think. And I think it was a good, you know, manager to bring in. And I think they're building a team that has talent. I really believe that the team has talent. And I think, you know, when you look across and you see from goalkeeper Kalina all the way to Copetti on top, I think that there's a group of players that are, you know, are talented. I think what we have seen so far is just, you know, I think what, and I guess I think you think the same thing. It's just the consistency, the way, you know, the team can be game by game at the same level. And sometimes it takes time for a manager to find the balance. I think we have seen some great games from Charlotte, and we have seen some games like against Minnesota, which it didn't look like, you know, the team that that is represented with the players that they have. And I think they, you know, this is still the beginning, but I do believe that the manager will be able to, you know, manage the situation.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that you're checking out our team from afar and seeing good things. I agree. The signing of Liel Abada from Celtic also is a great statement of intent on top of everybody else. We've always felt we had a talented team that has just struggled to deliver. And we're grateful, I think, as fans here in Charlotte, at the culture change that we see Dean Smith instilling. But you saw the graphic. I just put it up. I'll pop it up again for a second before I ask this question. But you mentioned consistency, and that's why I popped this up, because we won our first match of the year at home against New York City, and then this is every game since. And you can see it's a real struggle to build momentum. And then huge, you know, home loss against a quality Minnesota team, but one that we would have hoped to beat or at least compete better with. So I want to ask you, when you do lose that worst game of the year, you know, about 30% of the way into the season, how do you bounce back?
I mean, I think it's you know, first getting back to the facility, coaches talking about what needs to be better. Players also, there has to be some leadership that has to come back and by themselves from the locker room. They need to say, listen, this is not good enough. It doesn't have to come from the coaching staff first. It has to be, you know, a group of leaders that have to come back and say, this, you know, this wasn't good. This is a home game. We're better than the way we played. And at the end of the day, I think it has to start from there. I think after, the coaching staff have to look at, you know, what were the things that had to be better from the match, what happened in the situation, and just make sure that they look at this game as a game that hopefully they can, you know, restart and say, now going forward, now learning from what happened, we have to be much better. And sometimes I would say games like this are the games that at the end push the team further because, you know, I think sometimes you feel like, how can we lose this game at home? It gives a little bit more focus to the players and hopefully, you know, get them to the next game to be better than they were in this particular match.
It's great analysis. And you can catch that analysis, by the way. It's a pleasure to have you. You've been such a great addition to MLS Season Pass. You've been providing commentary this season on MLS 360. So, you know, you're not just an expert on Charlotte right now. And you're an expert on the MLS in its entirety, right? So as I'm thinking about this weekend, and Charlotte FC traveling up to New York to play New York City. New York City, a team that Charlotte hasn't lost to yet in 2 years. That aside, is starting to play pretty well right now. What's your take on NYCFC?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a difficult game. I know Charlotte has always, you know, won these matches against New York City, but I think there's something in this team right now, New York City, that is what you said. They're finding their momentum. I think they, from the beginning, they had a good brand of soccer, the way they were trying to play, but they were not balanced enough. They were not finding, you know, goals. They were giving away too many goals. Even though the play was good, the reality was that it should have been better in order to get good results and get points. I think what we saw last game probably was the best game that they played so far. They look, you know, that they look stronger. They look like they were a little more direct. They look like the players were a little more engaged. So I definitely believe that this New York City team at this particular moment for Charlotte is going to be a bigger game than it's been before.
It's a massive game. There's no doubt about that, especially in a bounce back situation. The last thing you want to do is go up there and suffer another tough loss and feel like things are starting to spiral. But just specifically for you, right? You're sitting in the MLS 360 chair. You've made the transition from the coach's box on the sideline to having a producer in your ear watching all these matches. It's a fun transition to make. What's it like kind of kicking back in the studio on a Saturday night and seeing all these goals?
Yeah, it's a territory that I'm accustomed to. I work 11 years for ESPN as well. So before I, you know, when I did that, then I went and continued coaching. And then I got the opportunity to be able to work for Apple. And I felt that first, I think Apple is doing a great job to make sure that they create something different, unique, worldwide. I mean, now, I remember when I was in Italy in October, November, I could watch every game. Yeah, it was at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you know, I had to reschedule a couple of things, but I was able to watch a lot of the games, and that was great. I think the fact also that I can stay connected with MLS and watch the games and constantly continue to watch what's happening in game by game. For me, it's been also very good. And I'm part of a great team, a great group of guys, you know, commentators and guys that are passionate about the game, and they're commenting in Spanish and in English. So for me, it's been great.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I mean, I've got to admit, we don't have a bilingual show here, and I wish we could pull that off, Danny and I, but it's something that you can pull off, which is really impressive.
Yeah, Gio, when I hear you talking about getting up at 2 a.m. in Italy to watch MLS games, and that tells me that you love this league. So you know this league. You're baptized and dyed in the wool in this league. And I just wonder, like, bringing it back to Charlotte FC, I'm thinking, how do we solve this problem that we've identified earlier? Like, I popped up the same graphic for New York City that I had shown previously for Charlotte, right? So this is the New York City version where they're building that momentum, you said, against a couple of the lower division teams in the league, New England and DC, but and then you look at Charlotte's and it's like never the same result in a row. How does a team find its way? How does a team find momentum?
So, you know, a team builds momentum by entering to the field and do the things that they need to do. And this, there's a feeling first, you know, player by player that they start getting more confident. They start, you know, be able to do things in a better way. They're more comfortable. When you start winning, when you start playing the way the coach wants you to play, when they start feeling comfortable in that style of play and you see the results, the confidence boosts to a high level. If you see that game by game, you're now creating that momentum that you're getting some wins, then you become stronger because it's something in your mind, it's something in your in your feelings that you feel, you know, we're doing well, we're going to continue to do this. And I have seen the moments when I was in Portland that we went, for example, 15 matches without losing. That momentum, you know, makes the team a lot stronger, and you believe you can win every game. The problem is what we spoke before. When you have these up and downs, sometimes you struggle to build that confidence. And without the confidence, sometimes it's tough to be able to get, you know, the consistency.
Yeah, I think we're hoping that our confidence might come from just that fact that we've never lost to New York City FC. Maybe it's a magic charm for us. I'm not sure. We will be playing in Yankee Stadium, which is tough. I kind of want to hear your thoughts on that also. But making it a little bit more specific to what we'll see, if you're talking about being on MLS 360 and watching all the goals go in, how is Charlotte score some goals? How can we score some goals? Like, who in our lineup, where's it going to come from that you can see? Because we're not 100% sure Kerwin Vargas will start. He has been starting, but this is potentially a projected 11 from that some might have, depending on Kerwin. And I just wonder what you think. Where's a goal going to come from here?
So first of all, I'm going to talk about the fact that you guys have won basically every game that you have played against New York City, and I wouldn't mention that if I was the coach to the players. because to be honest, sometimes that brings you know, a little bit like a false feeling that, you know, this game is going to be easier because we always have beat this team. So I think it's, you know, the understanding for the players is this is a completely different game. This is a new game. This is a team that is coming with momentum, and we have to be as best, you know, as we can be. If then you win at the end, then you can say, you know, we always beat this team. But as a coach, I always remember that being very important to tell the players in these particular games to make sure that they are sharp as they can and that this game is going to be different than any other game that they have had before. Talking about the players that you have, I think, you do have quality. You do have quality. I mean, Copetti is a great striker. You know, his movements on top are a classic of a number nine. He makes great runs into good areas in the box. And for a player that is not so tall, he's very good in the air. I think I see moments in which the team is connecting. I see Vargas, you know, connecting. I think about this, it's a very, very interesting and talented player. Brett in the middle. I think, you know, those four players on top are players that not only can hit you with getting in the box and getting crosses, you know, they can go 1v1 dribble. They can find ways to be able to score goals. So I see moments in the games in which, you know, the team looks connected, but there's some moments I think that there's not enough players maybe getting into the box sometimes or things like this. But I think there's a talented team that can definitely score goals for sure. We have seen that the team is being strong defensively at the beginning of the season. So it was one of the teams that wasn't conceding too many goals. And that's a good thing because sometimes you build from the back. But I do think going forward, there's a talented team there to be able to find, you know, good moments to score goals.
So I've got kind of a hypothetical situation for you, right? Let's go back many months when Danny and I were doing our off-season shows, and the news comes in that Christian Latanzio is let go as Charlotte FC manager. And there's many shows that we talked about Gio Savarese as a potential option to come in here to Charlotte and take over this team, an accomplished manager who's exactly right. An accomplished manager who's managed in MLS Cups and an MLS veteran who knows the league, right? That's so important to know this league. So kind of a two-pronged question, right? As far as the hypothetical part of this is, let's pretend you did get the job, right? It's like you came in here, you're managing Charlotte FC and you see this team. What kind of tactical formation do you think you would employ having these players at Charlotte FC does right now? And then what's your future look like from a management perspective? I know you like doing TV. You've been doing it for a long time, but do you have the itch to get back out there and get in the dressing room and manage a team again?
So first, I appreciate the fact that you guys mentioned me as a potential coach, a head coach, you know, for a great team, a great, you know, organization. I think if I had the opportunity to be the coach in the team, I think, you know, I see a talented team. First of all, Tuiloma was my player. He's a player that I do like a lot. I think he's very talented. He has so many qualities to be able to be a center back. He played for us sometimes defensive mid as well. He played some games as a right back as well. I'm glad to see that he's back in the team. I think there's a team that, you know, they're playing 4-2-3-1 at the moment. And I do think that it's a system that, you know, suits the team to the quality of the players. So I think if I you know, it's difficult because, you know, as a coach to be able to talk also about another coach that is there is difficult, but maybe I'm going to take the hat of announcer a little bit now, yeah. More than a coach. And I will say that I do think that the players are in the right place. I think the system seems to be a system that should work for the team. I just think that just the final pieces of that system need to be worked out to make sure that the players are able to connect and be able to provide a little bit more. And sometimes it's about the players getting a little bit more comfortable because Abada just got, you know, there. It's not that he came from the beginning. He had probably, 3 weeks that he's been there. So
He had his first full 90 last game.
So first 90 last game. So that tells you that one of your more important players is just, you know, there just for the start. And he needs to get comfortable playing with Copetti, with Brett, with Vargas. I think you have Westwood as a very, very good, strong player, you know, a leader in the middle that can clean up so many things, Diani as well. So I think you have a roster when you see it from back to forward that that can be very strong. And I think any coach would love to you know, coach a team with that quality and with a fan organization. So, but I wish the best for the coach and hopefully it goes really well for you guys.
What about the next time a job does come open, though? That's the real question. Maybe not this job, but some other job in the league.
Oh, so for that, of course, we remain patient. You know, it's part of our job to make sure that, you know, we continue to watch the game. We continue to grow. We continue to look at the things that, you know, that we have done well and the things that we can even become better at. And then, you know, preparing for the next job. I think, definitely will be happy to come back into MLS, and go back into for the good things that we were able to achieve in Portland. It would be a great thing to be able to be back in coaching in MLS. And we're prepared to when the opportunity comes. So, you know, that's what we're doing right now and enjoying very much being with Apple TV at the moment.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say that I think that MLS is a better place when Gio Savarese is a part of it. There's no doubt about that. And seeing you in the broadcast booth, that's fine. That's great. But seeing you on the touchline and the energy and the passion and the fire that you bring in that role to the league is absolutely fantastic. So I just want to say thanks. Oh, no doubt about it. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And Danny, I got to tell you, just going back into the ball, can we watch those goals just one more time?
Yeah, let's say goodbye to you.
Can we watch those goals just one more time? Well,
yeah. Eddie Firmani's Metro Stars, but a new star on the horizon triggered a second-half comeback.
Rodriguez has a chance in low, still with the ball. Maneuvers, takes the centering, and the setup in front. Goal! Giovanni Savarese!
Here they come again.
Show at the corner, tries to spin around Stifoli and into the box, the bicycle kick, goal! Giovanni Savarese, this one is his!
Just absolutely amazing. lurking in the box, waiting to get on the end of a goal. It's brilliant. Just in that moment, just take us back. Just in that moment, right? You're lurking in the box. You have a nose for goal, right? You're in the perfect place in both of these goals. Do you have a knack for that during your playing career?
I think as a player, that was one of my qualities. I think, you know, the most important part was that I was able to predict a lot of the times where the ball was going to come by reading my players, understanding their qualities, and try to be always ahead of everybody else. And that, I think, was my biggest skill. We see here when Edmundo Rodriguez had the ball right there, I was looking always for the second post. It's an area that a lot of the balls end up at. And then Miles, at the end, he just, you know, I would say assisted that
ball. Assist off the keeper. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that way we can score that goal. And this one was what you mentioned, you know, the 3-3. We were losing 3-0. And then we came into the game with, you know, we tied 3-3 against Tampa Bay. And then in the shootouts, which it was an amazing thing at the end of the games. If you tie, you have a type of penalty, 5-second shootout in order to be able to score. We ended up winning the game. And I think if I remember correctly, I think that gave you 2 points instead of 1 point at that particular time. So that was the beginning of Major League Soccer.
Yeah, and they do that now in the next pro division. They do that. So
that is correct, exactly.
Good stuff. How bad do you miss the hair? I mean, come on, you can be honest here. You know, that's some glorious, glorious flow you had going.
Pretty impressed at that time. You know, it was very, very good.
I'll be there soon. Yeah, no doubt.
It's still there. You still have. So no, listen. It would be great. You know, to get the chance at some point to meet you guys personally. I wish you the best. I heard, as I said to you guys at the beginning of the show, great things about your show and you guys as well. Keep on supporting, you know, this great team, this great organization. What a fan base! What a, you know, what a location to have, you know, a phenomenal, you know, club in Major League Soccer. And I wish you guys the best. You know, to Dean Smith and you know, the whole club. You know, the best success possible. And thank you for. You know, having me in the show.
Thank you, Gio. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And you said getting to maybe meet each other. Yes, Bank of America Stadium is a great location. You just go 2-3 blocks south and you're at Hot Fly Brewing Company. We've got a pint waiting for you. We've got a fresh pint waiting for you. Anytime you make it down here to Charlotte, let us know. So I'm John Hayes. He's Danny Brams. This is Charlotte Soccer Show, and he's Gio Savarese, our special guest. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. And Danny Brams, as always,
for the crown, baby.